Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
May. We're on the downhill side of the month, Jay. Halfway through. Let's see, the 31st, 30 days, half September, April, May, and November, all the rest of 31. Okay. So May has 31 days. We're just eking. It could have been like 4 hours and 23 minutes ago. We could have been halfway through the month if you're really down to shaving the points. We're here, and they're like a glass of freshly squeezed orange juice. That's what the Good Day program is all about, if I do say so myself. Good day from Jay Kirshner. Good day from Doug Steffen. Good day for the hour. Good hour. And you can say hello to James Collins, who's at the controls in our studio in Dallas. So here's the challenge for this hour. James, please tell us who Martha Stewart is.
Oh, gosh. It's one of the, you know the name, and I'm like trying to see. I wouldn't be able to tell you what she did, so please.
Oh, no.
Please, and you're going to say something, and I'm going to be like, I, of course.
What she's done is become this year's SI Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover of the year, the oldest ever on the cover of Sports Illustrated. She is 81 years old. She was asked, and she said, yeah, of course. So the motivation.
Well, I feel like she's been almost campaigning herself for this, because a lot of her, what people are calling the quote-unquote thirst traps that she'll post on Instagram, and she looks good.
Yeah, for 81, she looks very good.
No, just period. Not even for her age. She looks good.
Her legs are a little skinny. But other than that, it's an interesting, it's just an interesting presentation. Frankly, acknowledging her, who she is, and what she's all about. Also acknowledging age, and that age, we have become such an ageist or age-conscious or whatever the word is, a society that is not respectful of age, not respectful of authority, not respectful of intelligence, not respectful of much of anything, except those damn devices. So this is a way, the Sports Illustrated, this is a convention, if you will. It's a tradition, something that's been going on for a long time. I think back to the 60s, or maybe even earlier than that. Sports Illustrated may have, I think Sports Illustrated started after World War II, and certainly when I was a kid, I paid more attention to the cover than I did to Mad Magazine, or even to Playboy. Only read the articles there, but you could read the articles in Sports Illustrated as well. So there she is,
well,
on the cover.
Well, too, because I also feel like any notable figures, when they even go to prison or anything like that, they either don't bounce back from it with their careers,
right,
or they have to climb their way out of the hole that they got themselves into. Where with Martha Stewart, the whole stock trading conviction, yeah, it almost made people like her more.
Well, the whole idea of going to jail for doing something like that, as you know, if anybody's been listening to me for a long time, my intention is to make you, or anybody who thinks that that's the appropriate place for her to go, is ridiculous. What a waste of her ability, her talents. So there's some other way you can penalize. I think she was penalized $325,000, too, for the, if you don't remember, obviously we have people like James around who don't even know who she is, but the folks who kind of, I know that name, she was convicted of stock. It wasn't fraud. It wasn't manipulation. I think it was just like half the members of
trading.
Congress trading insider on insider news. And so she, I think it was 18 months. How much? It was not a lot of time, but it was significant because it was her. And so, yes, you said she rehabbed. She brought herself back around. It was almost like it didn't happen to her.
Well, but it also made her more likable. It made her almost instantly more popular. She had this clean-cut image you know, she was Martha Stewart, and then she was going to prison, all of this stuff, and it was like, it was just like more people started to like her. She was already this pop culture phenomenon, and she only, like, her star just shot up even further.
Yep. Yeah, she's worth, last time I checked, she was worth about $325 million. I remember my first real encounter with Martha Stewart was when I was on Sirius Radio at the very beginning of Sirius. They took this program we were on for, when I say we, there were a bunch of other guys on the same channel. Dave Ramsey was on that channel with me. I'm trying to remember who the other two, they were not political talk shows, just, you know, conglomeration of people who had something to say. And so Sirius put us on this channel, and we were there for 5.5 years. And Martha Stewart came along and offered him $800,000 a year for a channel, and they didn't have one that was available except for this nondescript talk channel. So see you all later. Dave Ramsey ended up on another, I think it was a Money Channel, if I'm not mistaken, and I don't know where the other folks that were on with me ended up. They're all gone. I think Dave and I are the only ones who are left doing this that were around in that era. At any rate, she said, "Oh, I'm sorry." I said, "You displaced me on Sirius," and she said, "Oh, I'm sorry." And that was it. A couple of people try to fix us up, but she's too old for me. So that's it. That's the Martha Stewart story in a nutshell. Let's move down to Virginia, shall we, where a couple of staffers of the Virginia Democrat Gary Conley hospitalized yesterday with non-life-threatening injuries after a man goes into the office with a bat and starts swinging it. What the hell is the matter with people?
Exactly.
Oh, my God. The assailant used a metal bat to strike one of the aides, hit him in the head. Also, an intern who was there on the first day. Conley said the attacker entered the office looking for him and didn't find him, so decided to swing that baseball bat at whoever was in the way. And this violence, it's just sick.
It's awful.
You don't like somebody because of their politics. You're in with a bat, and you're going to take them out. This country, there's so many people who are so just sick. And so we talk about these things as it give people ideas. I think I've said this before, Jay. I concern myself sometimes talking about this sort of thing, and I weigh it whether I want to talk about it or not, because does it give ideas to other people?
I feel like there's been enough done. Ideas are out there. It's one of those things where it definitely, you think about mental health, and is it that there's just not a lot of resources, or also go more to the root of why is there such an epidemic of mental illness?
Yeah.
Where people are doing things like this.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, this is, what was the last time this sort of thing? He swung it around and just basically wasted the office. And then you think about some of the other attacks that have come to lawmakers or people that are in. I mean, we can all say, many of us can agree that Nancy Pelosi is not a cool House Speaker or member, but her husband? You're going to brutally attack him with a hammer?
Well, apparently she was the target, asking her husband where she was, and I believe he fought back.
Yeah, yep.
They just went for it.
And then there were all these death threats against Liz Cheney that took place after she joined all those Republicans voting to impeach Trump. Anyway.
And they all get death threats. I find it very hard to believe that there is a single politician that has not received at least one death threat against them and their families.
And some of them are using campaign funds to hire private security to take care of them because they don't have Secret Service, anything like that. And why should they in a normal, healthy world? They're just doing their job or not. I mean, we certainly criticize them readily for not doing their job, but that doesn't mean they should be open to this kind of attack or the reality of their living. Why would people want to run for an office like this if some of the people, their constituents, disagree with them, they're going to come after them with a gun or a knife or a bat or a hammer or whatever. Sick. So, anyway, I guess the staffers are going to be A-okay. All right, here we got a couple of other characters who are running for various offices. Ron DeSantis in the news today. This is a news talk program. We talk about the news, the stuff that matters, and there are things that matter that we vary the conversation because lots of different things matter to a lot of different people in a lot of different ways. So you can share your thoughts. I always, Jay, post thoughtful questions, important questions relative to what's going on, and you can respond on our social media. Facebook and Instagram is at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter has it on Good Day on Air. And then there's 855-999-DOUG for Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. So DeSantis has signed a bill that will eliminate funding for diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at public universities, also prohibit the teaching of critical race theory in general education courses. The diversity, this will be twisted around as most of the stuff. He's so blatantly trying to make a name for himself that he just stands up and does stuff. I don't know, does he really believe it? Who knows what the guy really believes or what any of these people believe. The buzzwords of diversity, equity, inclusion, that sort of thing, those are buzzwords, and they are things that have been sort of drilled into us as if there wasn't enough. It depends on where you are. The community I live in Massachusetts has been diverse since I was a kid. They've had a lot of different, sources of population. And that's why the Framingham Heart Study was done here. Framingham Heart Study, known all around the world. And the reason that they chose Framingham is because back in the late 50s, it was a very diverse community, still is, maybe even more. We do have a diversity, equity, and inclusion officer who works for the city. And I don't know if I'm on board with that 100% or not, but I am not on board with teaching critical race theory at all. So anyway, we probably can talk some more about this later on, but something to think about for sure. All right, 18 after, this is the Good Day program.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Got an old car? You can donate it and save a life. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help. They want to keep saving lives by offering...
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's springtime, 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. Time for us to check out what's happening in celebrity land. And one of the freshest, we're talking about freshness and springtime and oranges and all that good stuff. Reba McEntire is one of the freshest voices around. And it could be, it may be, it's possible. We'll find out in a moment whether she's going to lend that freshness, that exciting voice and twang of hers to a television program. Yes, let's get the story behind the story right after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We're at a crossroads here. If I'm not the one, you can't stand to lose.
Wait a minute, hold on. Hold the phone here. We're going to have an audition. Jay, you ready for this?
Ready.
We're going to audition James as the new voice of the theme for The Voice.
Oh, yeah, because so, she's on, right?
We always have, yeah, she's now going to be a coach for the next season, along with Gwen Stefani. So, as it, Gwen's been there, and
yes,
was there
and I
concern?
I believe Gwen left briefly.
Yeah.
Did she leave briefly? And she's coming back. But that, I feel like it's just a revolving door of coaches. A lot of times they'll take a year off or two, or a season off or two, and then they'll come back.
Well, that wasn't the case for Blake Shelton. He's been there since the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
He's the only one who's been there since the beginning. And he's married to Gwen Stefani. And they were on together, and there was some concern about them with each other clashing a little bit. Do you think that's real, or do you think that's
Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani?
Yeah.
Clash.
Isn't there some, I don't remember talking about that back.
Is that just tabloid fodder?
Probably.
People need something to talk about.
Clickbait, in other words, yes.
Well, Blake is finishing up his final season. He has been there, like you said, from the beginning, since 2011, and he is just, he's tired. He wants to do other things. So John Legend will be coming back, Niall Horan will be coming back, Gwen Stefani will be coming back, and Reba.
Okay. I don't know. John Legend, I think, is one of my favorite singers. I don't know Niall Horan at all. Who's that?
He came from the One Direction band days. He was on, what was it, America's Got Talent? No, not America's Got Talent. He was from the British something, one of the British talent competitions where they're singing, and there's a bunch of solo artists that they didn't feel would make it on their own, so they put a bunch of them together. Harry Styles was in One Direction.
Oh,
yeah, basically developed on this British talent show.
Right.
And then when, after One Direction was the biggest thing in the world, they all went their separate ways and seemed to be having success on their own, too.
So, Reba has been named Favorite Female Country Artist, Woman of the Year. She got all kinds of awards from the country world. She's a good actress. She's got her new TV show, or they're reviving her TV show that happens to be produced by the mother of my daughter-in-law. And there are lots, they have dinner over there. I guess it was there. She and Rex Lynn are the, they got together after Reba got divorced, and they're apparently the most fun. There are lots of, they're just neat as a couple. So it's always sweet to hear that sort of thing. Anyway, so that'll be good. That'll be a draw for The Voice, like it did. Well, listen, it's a popular show, and they like to keep it that way, and hopefully they will. That's the story. 28 after. This is Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, the last couple of weeks I've received a lot of calls from listeners saying, Warren, my dog just absolutely goes crazy or gets really scared when he gets in a car. Think about a car from your dog's point of view. He's in something that's moving when he's sitting still. It's a hard concept for a dog to understand, especially if he's sitting in the car and he sees other dogs walking by. Of course he's going to react. One of the best ways to really get your dog to understand that it's okay to be in a car is a good place, is to spend time in the car stationary without the car moving. Just sit in the driveway, give them a favorite toy or a treat, or even a little massage if you want. And then take gradual trips. In other words, rather than go for a long trip and end up at a veterinary hospital where the dog may not be too happy, take short trips to a friend's house to visit grandma or an aunt or an uncle. It can make all the difference in the world. The car should be a positive, fun place for you and your pet. Just be safe. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin, who makes it sound so easy to get on the Calitrin program. Is it really, Elizabeth?
It really is super easy. It's once a day, right at bedtime. You don't have to think about it again until the next night. There's no crazy diets or crazy workout plans. This is just healthy weight loss.
What's the way that people can get the most for their buck, the biggest bang for their buck in terms of buying Calitrin now?
Well, right now, we do have our greatest hit sale up. This is our 26th anniversary of helping customers lose weight. So we have brought back everyone's favorite sales that we've had over the last 26 years and put them into one giant sale. So we've got discounts on every bottle. We've got the buy three, get three free. We've got some other stuff on there. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see a lot of options on there, which is great.
Elizabeth Miller, thank you for being here from Calitrin. Website, again, is toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A report from Special Counsel John Durham accuses the FBI of a double standard for the way they aggressively handled ties between Russia and the 2016 presidential campaign of Donald Trump, then soft-pedaled similar claims about foreigners seeking influence over Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. The long-awaited 306-page report says the FBI's handling of the Trump-Russia probe was deeply flawed. Still no closer as the debt limit deadline approaches. That's the word from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
We just watched the CBO come out and say we're $100 billion further in debt. Seems more like we want a default than a deal.
He said he believes a deal must be reached by this weekend to raise the debt ceiling in order for there to be enough time for it to pass through Congress. Consumer debt has hit a record in the first quarter of this year. The New York Federal Reserve says consumer debt is now more than $17 trillion, with total borrowing rising $150 billion. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
To know your thoughts. Be part of the conversation. Call the Doug line at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
I like talking about you, you usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me.
Talking about me, yes. Enough about you. Let's talk about me. Well, maybe not. There's always good conversation about all of us. You should feel good about talking about yourself if you have good things going on in your life. Why not? Bring it to the attention of others who care. If they don't, you know, you can tell whether people care or not. But there are, yeah, I guess there are some people who just talk about themselves incessantly.
Oh, yeah.
Right, exactly. Enough about you.
Well, and so. Sometimes I think if somebody is going through something and they're trying to vent, the listener will start talking about themselves, and not in the sense of trying to take away whatever the first person's speaking on, but just right. In the camaraderie sense of, like, I'm sharing this information about myself so that you understand I know what you're dealing with, or I know somewhat of how you may be feeling. You're not alone,
yeah.
And sometimes it just comes out a little selfish and wrong.
Yeah, it does. Sounds, and it may not be intended, as you say. It's not intended to be that way. It just
comes. That's the way.
Yeah, the way it sounds. Just trying to connect.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, at your service, on your side on the Good Day program. Here is the story of the largest explosion ever seen, captured by astronomers. Almost every day, we have more information coming back from this Webb satellite. And this is the latest, another star falling into another black hole. The explosion known as AT2021-WX. All right, so anyway, they have been following this for a little while. So if you want a frame of reference to this, go to the NASA website. You'll see you can click onto a series of stories about supernovae. And this one has been visible for a couple of months. And it was flagged by a special search algorithm. Who knows and even begins to understand what all of this stuff is all about? But yet it's exciting to understand that we're looking at something that happened 13 billion years ago. And maybe the most recent one was 6 billion. Who even can conceive or think about it?
That's what I always wanted to know. Whenever the scientists and astronomers find different things out in space, how they can figure out how old that is. I understand here on Earth they can, you know, get a closer guesstimation of how old something may be. But when it is out there, that is just so fascinating.
It's out there and it's out there. If you know what I mean, this is, they've calculated the brightness of it, and that's how they know how far away it was and when it happened. The brains of people that can figure all of this stuff out. You know, there used to be a TV brand, I think it was Motorola, called it Quasar. And everybody thought, oh, that's an interesting name. Nobody really knew that it was something that was applied to what's going on out in the universe with these big black holes. They see the quasar is something that flickers and then goes out. It's like a light that gets turned off slowly as the black hole sucks in the stars.
And it's just so fascinating that things can happen because of the speed of light, and it takes forever for a light year to travel just 1 year, or it would take forever for humans to travel one light year. But something can happen. A star can explode. And we wouldn't see it for such a length of time. Like some of the stars that are still in the sky that we can still see, we wouldn't know that that star had exploded just because of the way light travels.
We see stars and we've sort of identified the constellations and things. These are all things that are in our portion of this galaxy, but they're not that far away. Well, what is it, 12 light years to the nearest? Some star, I've forgotten how. I remember learning it, actually, in science when I was in junior high school. That's when I first became really, and that would have been about the time, that was about the time. Alan Shepard went up in 1957, right? And it was that when Sputnik went up. And Alan Shepard may have gone up in 59. I've forgotten when it was, but I was in elementary school then. And I remember that's when it grabbed me, because Alan Shepard was from New Hampshire. There was a big deal made of him being a native New Englander and that kind of stuff. And so then that was when my fascination has never dwindled. The star has never burned out, if you will, in curiosity. So I say to everybody, when you go to Florida, you go down and you spend, okay, you want to go to Disney World, swell. You can go visit Ron DeSantis if you want to. And then you can go over to the Kennedy Space Center and really have an experience that will teach your children a whole lot about what goes on. It's important to have fun, no doubt about it. I don't know that standing in line at Disney is what I would consider fun, but it is, you know, it's a place that we all want to go to, or many families want to go there. And then, you know, go over to the Space Coast. It's only less, it's about an hour down the road, down the beeline. From Disney to the Space Center. There's so much there to see. This is not a commercial, but it is a it's a tried and true passion that I experience, and I think it's something to share. So I give you that info, so maybe that makes its way into your plans. Speaking of stars, Google has settled a lawsuit with the state of Texas, the home of iHeartRadio,
over running deceptive radio advertisements for a series of smartphones. They hired, they like other, they want to have, they're selling their phones. So they go to iHeart and they say, we want you to advertise. So they bring in all of their big stars and the talent gives testimonials about the phone, but they never actually used the phone. And this is what is bothersome.
False advertising.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's plenty of that around. I think that the things that I endorse, anyway, they're endorsed here, are things that I actually use and believe in. And most of the time it's something that's for your body, for the good of your body, you're good for your health. You're going to hear a series of commercials for Omaha Steaks, and people say, he doesn't eat steak. No, but I do eat. There's some other stuff that's there that's really yummy. So that's where all that comes from. Anyway, I thought it was interesting, maybe some inside baseball, kind of like the old Paul Harvey reports from inside the ballpark, if you will, Shop Talk. The names of the people are all names that you probably heard these commercials on these programs. And it is something that does work. And I say that endorsement ads are something that, you know, people like the hosts. And that's why we are asked to serve as a spokesperson for a particular product. We talk about it getting specific results. And the law is that endorsers cannot claim to have used a product if they haven't used the product. So that's how, and I don't know how this all, I don't know who follows up on this. Google is so big, but because of that, it's so unpopular. People take shots at it because it's just big, and it is almost, it's controlling. Likely, it's become a verb as well as a noun, right? When you Google something, it's the name of a company, but it's used to, in verbiage, because it has become defined. It's kind of like Kleenex. Kleenex is a tissue, but Kleenex is what we call it. We don't call it tissue, right? Is that all of that stuff around when the
name of... Yeah, or like duct tape. The D-U-C-K, not the D-U-C-T.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, the Supreme Court is going to settle a feud over a hotel lease in Washington that's in the name of one Donald Trump. The property became a regular haunt for a lot of foreign dignitaries when Donald Trump was the president. And as you can imagine, people who don't like Trump, here's one more thing. Yeah, he used his hotel and charged it to the federal government, and he shouldn't have done that, and yada, yada. I suppose he's capable of making the decision, he probably said to somebody. I don't know what he said. That's what they're trying to find out in court. So this is not any longer. I don't think Trump holds the lease on the hotel anymore, but it's only a few blocks away from the White House. And so the congressional Democrats, in their quest, their thirst to do whatever they can to embarrass Trump, have been able to get this thing to the Supreme Court. These Democrats demanded the administration provide records about how Trump got the rights to the hotel in the first place, because apparently it was a government-owned building at one point in time. And did he get the inside track? Did he pay somebody off? Just one more of these just this age-old stuff. And the only reason I bring it up is because it's a little bit interesting if you haven't followed it. It's a red herring, is it? Also, Rudy Giuliani is in court. He said he had a certain sexual attraction to his 20-year-old employee that he kissed. He kissed her on the lips. So there was a civil lawsuit filed yesterday against Rudy, and it was from this former employee who's basically just a kid. And so Giuliani claims that he fantasized about her. he says,
so
he, but
gross.
He denies the allegations. Yeah. After what's gross about it? The first thing that came to my mind is thinking about this kid. He's
like 70 or 80 something. And the thing that has stuck in my mind more than anything else about Rudy Giuliani is him shaving over his lobster bisque. Remember that from a couple of years ago?
Yes.
That
yes.
That's
I
really
also
gross.
Think about the, what is it? He used some of that colored spray for his hair.
Oh, yeah, right.
At one point,
right.
Then he was sweating or something happened and it was dripping down
drained.
His face.
Yeah. All right, so this lady's name is Noelle Dunphy. Worked for Giuliani for 2 years. Filed a lawsuit against him, accusing him of rape and of forcing her to engage in sexual acts. I didn't get that out of the first run-through on this. Claimed Giuliani demanded she perform things, and he was... I don't know if this is just silly or gross. She was doing whatever she was asked to do while he was on the speakerphone, talking to Trump. So... You can go where you
so
want to.
So blame Trump. That's where some people will go.
It's Trump's right. It's Trump's fault. Oh, my God. What train track are they on? Number nine. So $10 million. The suit's against him for $10 million. Anyway, Giuliani told her he was in love with her.
Gross.
And. Yeah, it's even more gross. The more you go into this, the more the allegations are just okay. You get the point. All right, let's get the point. Talking about endorsements and stuff, how about a little conversation about Balance 7? Jennifer Horn put me on to this, actually. And so those of you who are trying to balance out the you've heard the story enough, so you know it's alkalinity and acidity. Want to smooth it out and have a great, just your body react wonderfully to it, just call 800-793-9039. Mention Doug, and wow, you're going to feel marvelous. 800-793-9039.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal. The sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us, to the places that pull us, on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care. Here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
We're recording this progressive commercial on a real boat to let people know that when you bundle your home, boat, and other vehicles...
What was that boat?
Progressive saves you money, Jamie.
Why are we doing this on a boat?
We were going for authenticity.
We're going to the city?
Authenticity.
You mean Atlantic City? But we're not in the Atlantic. Are we?
Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now, 53 past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, policing food, farm, and family news for you now. Followed every day at foodfarmfamily.com. We also have the American Family Farmer there. These reports, other ancillary things that Jay puts in there, including the celebration today of National Mimosa Day. Why today, though? This is champagne and orange juice. Right?
Yes. It should be dedicated to the third Sunday of May, Sunday. Not just May 16th.
Right, exactly. All right. So it comes from a flower, the mimosa flower. Let's see here. What's a fizz mimosa? What's that? What's the difference between? Champagne has fizz, right? Is that because I don't get why they would separate out the fizz cocktail if they're using...
That's probably what it was originally called.
Oh, okay.
Like in the 20s, it was mimosa flower, 1921, I think they started, somebody started calling it the fizz mimosa or Buck's fizz cocktail.
Yeah.
And then in 1936, you started getting a lot more mixed drinks.
Uh-huh. I'll drink to that. All right. Let's get to some nitty-gritty recall info here. The Perrigo company, has issued a voluntary recall of Gerber Good Start Soothe Pro Powdered Infant Formula. Here we go again. The company's Eau Claire, Wisconsin, supposedly that's the manufacturing facility that's the guilty party here. This goes back to January. This stuff produced back in January. And so out of an abundance of caution, says the PR person for Associated Wholesale Grocers, they are telling you not to use it or to bring it back. This is another notice due to one of the recall products being distributed down in Nashville. The first time it was different parts of the country, I guess, right? But pretty much everywhere now. There are different divisions of this company. And so the Nashville division says
the independent retailers in the South, Alabama, Georgia, Indiana, Kentucky, even up into Ohio, but mostly Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, at all kinds, all of these. Look at there's a list of this as long as your arm.
Yes,
this place is everywhere. Everywhere. Every supermarket and small IGA store has this stuff in it. So I guess the bottom line is don't buy Gerber baby food. Don't buy anything with a Gerber name on it. And if you have something with a Gerber name on it, it's too confusing. Just bring it back. You don't want your baby to have an immune system problem or a fever or because of the hurt in the body, a lot of crying, serious symptoms. So come on. Gerber. Bring back all the Gerber products and get your money back. That's basically the bottom line. Let them clean up their act and prove to you as a loyal customer, because Gerber's been around longer than any of the other baby food companies. So here's another example with hundreds
and
Gerber, hundreds
of
others.
Well, and Gerber, I believe, it's owned by the Perrigo company, not Abbott, which is
different
Similac,
company, yeah.
And I believe is Enfamil still Abbott? Yeah. I can't recall. But, they were the ones that were having those big issues a couple years ago.
Well, they're too big.
Essentially,
they can't,
the shortage.
There's no quality control here. These companies are huge. They make this stuff, and, they bet on, they probably have, as Monsanto and Bayer and all these other huge companies, drug companies, they set aside billions of dollars for lawsuits against them for something like this when it happens and they get sued. So why would you buy this crap? Find some other way. If you have to, you can't breastfeed your baby, or the baby's older, there are lots of other ways. You find good quality milk. There's all kinds of different stuff. It's just this is convenient, and so that's why it has a toehold, if you will. All right, now here's another. This is something that troubles me because I do buy produce at Trader Joe's, but there's a whole big article around of Trader Joe. This is almost like a hit job, it looks to me, but you can find the complete info at foodfarmfamily.com. If you're buying eggs and milk and other things, frozen food, that's good. It's okay, right? They're okay.
Yeah, any
right.
of the pantry kind of items at Trader
right.
Joe's.
Yeah.
And not necessarily all produce, but a lot of the produce, even though you think that Trader Joe's has some discounts just naturally.
Bananas are more expensive.
Or anything. But some of the stuff is overpriced, and some of the stuff spoils a lot faster.
Yep, right. And so between being overpriced and not being fresh, that sort of thing, maybe you stay away from what they call, it's unfresh produce at Trader Joe's. Buy the frozen stuff and stick to that. Word to the wise here on the Good Day program, foodfarmfamily.com. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, 59 after the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.